Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 5 o'clock on The Fan, and it's time for The Lead with Nick Wilson and Jonathan Peterlin on Afternoon Drive.
And The Fan is looking for a winner. Be the ninth caller right now at 216-474 to below 92 to win a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters with Queens of the Stone Age August 10th at Huntington Bank Field. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. It's all from Live Nation and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Albert Breer coming up in about 20 minutes' time. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin, a pro-winning show. That's what you get here on Afternoon Drive. We also have Coach Lance Reisland coming up in 60 minutes, but Albert tackled the idea of the Browns trading Myles Garrett and how much sense that makes, how feasible it might be, so we'll talk with Albert in 20 minutes, but let's get to The Lead. In Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com joined Baskin and Phelps today. She talked about Myles Garrett's frustration and future with the Cleveland Browns.
Myles is very, very, very frustrated, and he's having arguably the best season of his career. And so he's long talked and wanted, you know, talked about wanting to win championships and go to the playoffs and all those things. And here he is stuck on a team that appears to be going nowhere this season. And that's tough for him to take. I think in the offseason, he's going to have some assurances that things are going to be different and why they're going to be different and how they're going to be different. I haven't looked at the economics of it, but I don't even know if it's possible or feasible to trade him after paying him all the guaranteed money that they already have. But I do think that he will want some acknowledgement that something's got to give for next season and that there's going to be some victories coming, or he's going to want, I don't know if he would ever ask to be traded again or whatever, but he's not going to be able to continue on like this and maintain his sanity.
I just don't know what assurances would be good enough for him, considering anything short of, hey, here's our franchise quarterback, and this guarantees us a chance to at least be competitive or have a chance to be competitive, then I think he's going to be upset, and I just don't know how they guarantee and give him that spot with the quarterback when there's not a bunch out there.
I mean, the only thing I can think about in terms of assurances other than another raise, How's about $45 million a year, Myles? Is that enough assurance for you? The only other thing I can think of
the first time
is if they actually go to Myles, and instead of doing the, we're trying to win, Myles, if Jimmy's just honest with him and hears him out when it comes to his opinions on Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I think that might be a concession that if instead of, and people have pointed this out, when Myles wanted to talk about his trade request way back in January,
but Jimmy didn't listen.
Jimmy stonewalled him and directed him to Andrew Berry. Maybe don't do that this time, right? Maybe go ahead and listen to the guy and then see where it goes from there.
More from Mary Kay. She mentioned Kevin Stefanski's play calling duties when asked how the Browns can improve offensively.
That's not on the table. That's not something that anybody is contemplating. I mean, if anything, and I asked Kevin Stefanski this yesterday, you know, one thing that he could possibly do, and I would actually advocate it, is turning the play calling over to Tommy Rees just to see if he can't get something else out of this offense. They have to do something. What's happening now is unsustainable. Now, it will help that Sed Tillman's coming back if he can stay healthy, but they need something else. They need a change. I've also advocated trading for a wide receiver. I don't necessarily think that's in the cards, but I would do it. And once again, I think they can win some games this season if they can get that passing game going.
So I don't think they can win some games because I don't think they're going to get the passing game going. That's where Mary Kay and I maybe separate on this. There's a part of me that's like, I don't know, if Kevin gives up play calling two straight years, at some point you've told on yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also, it's the thing he loves to do the most. That's the part that escapes me. I've been wrong on this before because I was convinced he would never give it up the first time. I just thought it's the thing he loves to do the most, and he'd rather not coach than not call the plays. I was wrong once. I might be wrong twice, but I'm with you. That's a good read, the idea that if he gives it up a second time, you're really telling on your abilities, and I just, it's a hard thing to believe in Stefanski right now in general, but it's even harder if he keeps giving up the play-calling duties, even if I don't know how much worse it could be with Tommy Rees. It's got to be better.
Yeah, and there's a part of me that, and I don't know that this would be fair to Kevin. There's a part of me that wonders, would it be the same thing that you did last year, where you called plays early in the season, the offense wasn't working, and then when the season went bust, you handed the play calling over to Ken Dorsey to separate yourself from the failure on offense?
Right, but at this point, this offense has been so bad, he can't even separate himself from it.
I would think so, but I can understand. He's like, well, I got away with it once. Why not twice?
Like last year, it was at least like, oh, it was Deshaun, and then everyone just kind of blamed Deshaun, and it was what it was. And so like, I just don't think you can even go to that trick because you've averaged 15 points a game.
I don't think you can. Well,
you scored over 20 once.
I don't think you'll pull it off.
Okay.
Could I see him attempting it? Yes. In a absolute game of succession Jenga, where you're just trying not to be the piece that it falls on, I can understand machination.
But then how, play this out, right? What happens? They draft a quarterback next year in the first round, and then all of a sudden he's like, I want the play calling duty back?
That sounds about right.
We can't just, this is just a never ending cycle of him constantly giving up the play calling duty and then taking it back before the season gets underway.
That sounds about right.
To then give it up halfway through.
Yeah. I can't believe that, what that bozo Tommy Rees did.
It's madness, right, is what it is.
Kevin's back to save the day. John Fant of NBC Sports joined us last hour. He spoke his mind on Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, and the state of the Cleveland Browns.
The general manager not speaking during the bye week is a major problem to me. Guys,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What is the plan from a personnel standpoint? This offensive line is worn down. This offensive line is done. They don't have a number one receiver. They don't have a number two receiver. They don't have a receiver room. The talent that is there, yes, the general manager drafted and has looked good. That's great. Up until this draft, if you looked at the second contracts from which he had drafted, it would be few and far between. He is in charge of constructing this roster. This is a bottom two or three roster in the National Football League, and the head coach is absolutely at fault. I do not want to come on this show and say I am not blaming the head coach, because I don't know what the head coach is doing from week to week on offense. They don't have a plan. They don't have a semblance of a plan.
That's the real problem. They don't have the semblance of a plan. They have no idea what they're doing at this point, and they're just kind of existing, and that's not how I want an NFL team to be doing.
I'm going to continue to keep saying this. The Browns want you to believe that the year that they, after going 3-14 last year, the year that they had a four-headed quarterback Hydra, two of whom were traded within the first 5 weeks of the season, that this was the season that they decided to change their in-season media protocol to be different than it had been the first 5 years they were on there. And they want you to believe that is merely a coincidence and not proof that either Andrew Berry has already been sidelined and that he is just counting the days till he gets fired, or more likely that this is Andrew Berry separating himself from Kevin Stefanski so that the axe can fall on Kevin Stefanski and Andrew can be the guy left standing. The truth is, Kevin Stefanski has failed in 5+ years here. And the truth is, Andrew Berry has failed in the 5+ years he has been here. If you think Stefanski's failed more than Berry, that's fine. If you think Berry has failed more than Stefanski, that's fine. That's a matter of perspective. It is undeniable that they have both failed. And for them to, oh, well, this was part of the plan, to let Kevin twist in the wind 4 times a week, answer the same questions while your GM has made moves that look like moves for the future and not for today, including trading Joe Flacco to a division rival, including trading Greg Newsom in a deal that looks good now, but at any point we're one bad Tyson Campbell move away from that just looking like a salary dump, and including constructing a roster that honestly gave the head coach as little a chance as you can possibly have in the NFL.
Yeah, Andrew Berry's saying nothing here. He's hiding in the bushes like he's Homer Simpson, and it's ridiculous. I can tell how mad you are. I like how mad you are because we need to stay mad at these type of situations, because if not, they're just going to hide. They'll hide the entire rest of the time. And it's at these moments you have to demand some accountability and some answers and at least get to see the guys in charge.
I'm used to them being arrogant. I'm used to that organization acting like, why are you criticizing us because of our failures? I'm used to that. Right? And by the way, it goes from the top down, the whole thing. Now, I'm not saying I've ever had a conversation with Jimmy, but every conversation from them is, why are you looking at us? Because you run the team, and the team has fallen apart. I'm used to arrogance. I am. But this is beyond. This is unbridled arrogance to think that the GM won't be speaking at a point where he's spoken every bit of the last or the first 5 years of this team. And it is insulting to the fan base. It is insulting. And by the way, in the last possible second, you should be insulting the fan base. All right? You've got your new fancy fangled stadium that you're at least getting some public money from. All right? You got that. And by the way, a fair amount of people here who don't believe you're a good owner pulled for it because they think that's what's best for Browns fans. But you got that. And then you think you kowtowed because of the Deshaun Watson trade. You haven't kowtowed enough. It is the single greatest failure in the history of this organization, and that includes the time they moved the real team to Baltimore 30 years ago. Just have some class. Step up to a microphone and lean into the swing.
We know you're not going to say anything. That's not the point. The point is we get to try to get you to at least have a conversation, and then you get to be as shifty as you want to be about it, but you have to show your face.
Dr. Lupertazzi on Twitter saying this is, I don't think he's a real doctor, just so we're clear.
Wow.
Or at least not a medical doctor. Maybe he's one of those
That's
people
true.
Who has a doctorate,
That's
but not
mom.
A medical.
My mom's
see,
one of those people.
Right there. But she is a real doctor, but she's not a medical doctor.
She is. She signs her name, doctor, but she's
That's
not a medical
power
doctor.
Move. That's I already love your mom because she's your mom, but now I love her more for signing her name doctor.
She makes people call her doctor every now and again. What's funny is, so she'll do it in
especially in fun times, you know
well,
what I mean?
Come on now. In
what?
Fun times?
Yeah. The doctor will see you now? Come
that
on.
That is my mother.
Like, that's not a play?
That is my mother.
I respectfully... I would use that all the time.
She gave birth to me.
Yes, she did.
She can do whatever she wants to do in life.
Darn right she can. The Good Doctor.
That's a TV show. Now you're just naming TV shows.
Young Sheldon. Dr. Lupertazzi saying, this is a team that is tanking and they don't want to talk about that tanking. It's not rocket science. Yes. And yet it's your job to talk about tanking. It's your job to communicate your direction for the franchise. You don't just get to opt out because it's a tough conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.